John S. Doyle is back with what it says in your morning papers.
The Irish Times leads with the situation in France after the first of two rounds of voting in parliamentary elections, which the paper says puts the far right on course to become the biggest force in the country's politics. It's a major political defeat for President Emmanuel Macron, writes Jack Parr. The troubles of US President Joe Biden get much coverage too. In The Times, Maureen Dowd of The New York Times writes that after his performance in last Thursday's TV debate with Donald Trump, Biden is jeopardizing the democracy he wants to save. There is no sign that he is reconsidering his decision to run after a poor showing in the debate, according to a Washington Post piece carried in The Independent. But Biden is unfit to be president again, in the opinion of Terry Prone of The Examiner, who refers to the horror of the broadcast. On the other hand, a neuroscientist, Ian Robertson, writing in The Times, thought Biden seemed actually pretty good for most of this grueling debate. No one with dementia or mild cognitive impairment could have sustained a fraction of this, he says. But Professor Robertson concludes that Biden has to step down because the superficialities of his age-related appearance will lose him the election. Lives lost is the headline on the Irish Examiner's front page for a special report on those who have died in road traffic accidents in 2024, which is detailed over two inside pages. Aer Lingus pilots are refusing to back down on demands for a 24% pay rise as they return to the Labour Court today in a bid to halt industrial action. That pledge by the head of the Irish Airline Pilots Association, Mark Tighe, made on radio yesterday, is the main story for the Irish Daily Mail. The deposit return scheme for plastic bottles and drink cans provides the main story for the Irish Independent. Caroline O'Doherty reports that waste collection companies have warned that they may increase prices for recycling bin collections to make up for the loss of the bottles and cans to the scheme. The singer Taylor Swift, who played three concerts in Dublin at the weekend, is given generous coverage in all the papers. A Taylor Swift show is not just a concert, it's a love story, writes Roisin Ingle in The Times. The Examiner goes the whole hog and has two full pages of photographs from the event, as well as two pages of reports. Swift provides the lead story for the Irish Daily Star. The paper reports that she hailed Irish people as natural storytellers. High King of Broadcasting and Superlative Storyteller is the headline over the Times report on the funeral of the RTE broadcaster Micheál Ó-Murasárthaí in Dingle at the weekend. The funeral of RTE's Tommy Gorman took place in Sligo. As the Times reports, Gorman's son Joe, paying tribute to his father, said Tommy loved funerals because his lifeblood was connection. There was nobody he couldn't connect with. In The Examiner, Colin Sheridan writes that it was telling that Arlene Foster and Peter Robinson attended the funeral, alongside Gerry Adams and Michelle O'Neill, a totem of the trust Gorman enjoyed on both sides of the political divide, he says. RTE itself features in many papers. In The Mail, John Drennan reports that the five-year plan outlined by Director General Kevin Backhurst last week has met with resistance from staff. The secretary of the National Union of Journalists, Seamus Dooley, warned over the weekend that workers would not accept being scapegoated for RTE's failings. In The Independent, Fionnán Sheehan writes, ironically, arising out of the Ryan Tuberty payments scandal and its fallout, RTE will get what it always wanted, the end of the poorly collected and flat revenue from the TV licence. But in a column in The Times, Una Mullally asks, if RTE moves away from its DNA, what is it for anymore?
John, thank you. It's